This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Hundreds of people gathered outside Tunisia's parliament building on Monday to pelt their political rivals with stones, bottles, and eggs. Hundreds of police stood to separate the supporters and opponents of Tunisia's president, Kais Saied. Sunday, the president dismissed the prime minister and froze the parliament in a move to his foes are calling a coup. The divisions show outside the parliament underscored the high stakes for Tunisia as it navigates the country's biggest political crisis since the 2011 revolution that introduced democracy. Saied's decision to invoke Article 80 of the Tunisian Constitution, freezing the activities of parliament and ousting the prime minister, was rapidly called a coup. The legality of his actions rests on rival interpretations of the article that were meant to be resolved by a judicial body that authorities have for years failed to set up. Politicians and constitutional lawyers are now wrangling over whether Saied had any authority for his actions. China has blamed the U.S. for what it called a stalemate in bilateral relations. The accusation comes as high-level face-to-face talks begin. The UN says in a new report that more women and children were killed and wounded in Afghanistan in the first half of 2021 than in any year since the United Nations began keeping count in 2009. The report was released on Monday. It says war-torn Afghanistan saw a 47% increase in the number of all civilians killed and wounded in violence across the country in the first 6 months of this year. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.